This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Borsch, why did you rescue me from Mixton?
What do you mean?
I think there's something sinister going on here, because you know I've had an odd feeling about this place since I arrived. What is it that you want, Borsch?
Dr. Borsch, what are you doing?
Shut up, girl!
Oh, come on, Borsch, what's this game you're playing at? Is someone pulling your strings behind the scenes?
Let me assure you, Doctor, no one is pulling my strings. Behind the scenes or otherwise.
Then why the hardware? I said I would gladly help you.
You ask too many questions, and that is very unhealthy. And I want you to see who is in control of this situation. You will comply with my wishes, whether you find the situation agreeable or not.
Doctor Who, The Minds of Mandor, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and Jackson Rees, Part 2.
I heard it all right.
What is it? I've never heard anything like that before.
Just shut up, will you? Came from behind those rocks. You, go and take a look. Do it now!
Attention, attention. Foreman Mixton has declared a station-wide state of emergency. We are at alert level orange. All personnel must remain in their assigned quarters. Repeat, orange alert. All personnel are to remain in their assigned quarters. Only essential personnel will be required.
What does Mixton think he's playing at?
I've accessed the station's communication system. Seems Mixton has ordered his guards on combat standby. He's expecting a fight.
Him and his bloody space pirates again.
Someone's been killed! There's a murder on the loose.
Does it say what time the murder occurred? How it happened?
At least an hour ago. Maybe longer. Seems the miner was killed by a massive electric shock.
I wonder.
What is it, Doctor?
The murder must have taken place at the same time as that power loss.
So?
Oh, nothing. I was just pondering some thoughts.
Well, that's not going to get us anywhere. We need to find that cure.
Yes, I agree, of course. Still, just in case Mixton's right about there being a murderer loose, we should all be very careful.
Oh, how very thoughtful of you, Doctor.
Yes, it is very thoughtful.
Silence, girl.
Yes, well, listen, I was wondering, could you get me a sample of this mineral Z1138, was it?
Yes, of course.
I'll get it.
Let's just hope our killer doesn't hunt in the dark.
Just you hope that I don't lose patience with you, Doctor. Otherwise, this supposed killer will be the least of your worries.
can you see?
For pity's sake, we have to help him.
Don't take one step, Jordan. He can be the sacrificial one, not us.
Rats, are you crazy? Faven! Faven, are you there? Are you all right? Your skin, it looks so pale, so green. What are you talking about?
Jar, shut up and get down!
My blaster didn't even scratch him.
Run, Jordan!
Have your men come up with?
Nothing so far, sir. There are no clues to indicate what killed Worker Resin.
I know what killed Worker Resin. The space pirates.
But there is no evidence to support that, sir.
No evidence? A man is dead, Dragon.
We can find no trace of any space pirate activity in or around the station, sir. If space pirates are indeed in this station, we can figure out how they got here.
Fine. If you're not competent enough to do your job, I'll just have to find the evidence myself.
Here's that sample of Z1138 you wanted, Doctor.
Ah, thank you, my dear. Now I could really get to work. I take it you haven't already put this mineral through a particle analyzer.
No. We've only done some preliminary testing on the mineral. The disease itself is transmitted through the air. I managed to reduce it to a chemical for testing. In that form, it cannot do us harm. Unless it is physically touched, of course.
I see. So this is what all the trouble's about. Such a simple substance. It could take a child in their crib, and the animals in their fields. I assume you do have some kind of containment unit to test the disease samples within.
That is correct, Doctor. It would be foolhardy to open that vial outside the containment unit. We could all be instantly infected, and so could everyone on this station.
Then anyone who breathes it in is guaranteed to be infected at once?
Well, no. Strangely, it doesn't infect everyone. There have been many cases where test subjects were exposed to the disease, yet they showed no sign of infection.
I see. So infection is random. Interesting.
Is it?
Yes, of course, don't you see? If we could discover the reason this disease is so hit and miss, we may be one step closer to discovering what can cure it.
Well then, I suggest we get on with the business of testing this sample that Amara has brought us.
Indeed.
Stop! He's not following us.
What just happened, Braxton?
I don't know.
What got into Faber? I fired 5 shots at him. They didn't even scratch him.
It was that thing behind the rocks. Faber said he saw a green light. I don't know what happened after that.
What about the ship?
They should be here any time now. We must be pretty close to the lower airlock by now. We should make our way there and wait for Captain Jalea. That's where she's bound to enter this base.
There, that should be enough. Switch on, will you, Dr. Bolsh?
The old piece of junk must have blown a fuse. The conditions they have us working in here are disgraceful.
Wait a moment, look. It did manage to analyze it and give us a printout. It must have analyzed something new that it didn't understand. The machine's logic circuits must have gone haywire.
It fried them.
Essentially, yes.
Well, girl, what does the printout say?
There are the usual elements in the mineral, carbon, hydrogen, etc., etc. It makes rather an unusual mixture. In the end, it's just a bunch of random letters and numbers.
I wonder what it was trying to analyze when it blew a fuse. Typical logic circuits. It thinks just because something exists, it can be analyzed.
Well, what do we do now? We've just blown one of our most valuable pieces of equipment.
I wonder. Would you pass me that mineral, my dear?
Yes, Doctor.
Now, let's see what we could see, eh?
We will get through this, won't we, Praxa?
Of course we will. Just have to sit tight.
But, Vaven, it might find us.
Just don't panic. Our backup will be here any time now, then we'll blast that thing into a million pieces.
But we don't know the strength of it.
If weapons don't stop it, we'll use rockets, we'll use missiles. And if that doesn't stop the beast, we'll firestorm the whole shecking asteroid.
I thought this mission would be easy. Go on ahead as a scout party, signal for the rest, and do the job.
And that's what we're still doing. Nothing's changed. The job's going fine.
Nothing's changed? Maybe you need a reality check, Braxa. There's a psychopathic zombie out there.
Which will be no problem for Captain Jalea. Trust me, Jard. She's gotten us through rough times before, and she'll lead us through this one. And if she doesn't, I will. I promise you, little brother.
Aha! Very interesting.
What is it?
This mineral contains chronon particles.
What in the galaxies are they?
Chronon particles are the atoms used in the process of time travel.
No wonder the particle analyzer circuit's fried. You can't just go and grab a piece of time and put it under the microscope.
Exactly. You know, you really are very clever, Amara. Wait a moment. If you were to connect this rock up to the right equipment, you could project your mental will across the web of time. It would be the ultimate weapon.
How can a simple rock like this do such things?
Well, it can't. Not by itself, anyway. You see, chronon particles are very useful things if you have the right equipment. And not to mention very rare. They only exist in a handful of places across the universe.
None of the mining companies have found anything like this before. The whole concept seems like fantasy to me.
Of course you'd need a device with telepathic circuitry to make it work.
How fascinating. You could power an entire battle fleet with just a thought. The power locked inside just a small sample of this mineral would be incredible.
Oh, it is. With the right sort of device connected up to it, you would just have to think something. The particles would absorb the data and carry out whatever you wanted, within reason, of course.
I think you underestimate its potential, Doctor.
What are you talking about now, Borsch? Come on, tell me, what are you really after on this asteroid, hmm?
I have already explained your position here, Doctor. Do you need a further lesson? Must I give you an example of my determination?
If you do not get back to work, Amara dies. Here and now.
All right, Borsch, you've made your point. Can we just get on with this?
I knew you'd see things my way, Doctor.
Last.
We made it, Braxa! We made it!
It's not over yet.
Captain Jalea, we've arrived at the Mandor mining station.
Excellent, Lieutenant Haro. So, Jordan and Braxa have succeeded in leading us to our prey. Prepare for silent docking.
Yes, ma'am.
What's that? Your oven isn't overheating, is it?
It's my satellite.
Satellite?
Let's just call it insurance, Doctor. I like to be informed when ships come and go on this asteroid. You can never be too careful when you're doing work as important as mine. Ah, a new arrival.
That's a funny-looking ship. I don't recognize the design. It's not a supply ship. It doesn't even look Treant. Looks like it's coming into land.
Mercenaries?
How can you be sure, Dr. Borsch?
I know a mercenary ship when I see one, stupid girl. See the militaristic style of the ship, yet it lacks any official markings. Oh, they're mercenaries, all right.
I take it you weren't expecting them.
This could mean trouble for us all. Amara, go and warn Mixtin.
But shouldn't he have already been warned by his own emergency services?
It wouldn't be the first time things have slipped through the cracks on this bloody asteroid. Now, Amara, go and warn Mixtin while I stay here and keep an eye on the doctor.
Yes, Dr. Borsch.
I hardly need babysitting, Borsch.
But you do need watching. We're obvious enemies, Doctor. I don't trust you. And why should I?
Touché.
Hello? Mixtin? Are you there?
I am here. What do you want, girl?
There's a ship about to dock with the station. Dr. Borsch thinks it's a mercenary ship. We're not sure at the moment, but they look dangerous.
Mercenaries? Impossible. Our security tracers would have detected it.
Why would I lie?
Do you think I'm so stupid as to fall into your little trap?
There's a ship out there, and it's heading this way.
Dragon, this is Mixtin. I want a visual on the exterior of this station immediately. You just better be right about this girl.
It's there, I'm telling you. I saw it myself.
Sir, we are seeing a strange ship that seems to be docking with the lower level airlock. Whoever they are, they're entering the mine.
Cram. Dragon, get your men down there immediately.
They'll be in before we can get there, sir.
I want them stopped, Lieutenant. Now get your team down there.
Sir!
Out of my way, girl. I've got to take care of the situation myself, as usual.
But what should the rest of us do?
Find a hole somewhere to crawl into and hide. I haven't the time to deal with you right now. Once I finish with your friends, I'll be coming for the rest of you. Now out of my way.
Excellent. The liquefier's finished.
Progress at last.
Pass me a boiling tube, will you?
And you really think that the mineral, on its own, could be the cure?
Not on its own, no. But the chronon particles within the mineral might be able to alter the time process of the disease's chemical structure. And in basic terms, age them to death.
Do you mean they could age the infectant bacteria?
Precisely.
Such a process is impossible. It defies all laws of science.
Treant laws of science, perhaps. But fortunately, we're not on Tree at the moment. Right. Now we just need to test it. Do you have a sample of the disease?
Tons of the stuff.
Well, do me a favor and get a sample, won't you? Please? Or do you have to have Amara here to do all the menial tasks?
You're beginning to try my patience, Doctor. But I'll get the sample.
Oh, and I could use a portable containment unit as well.
Can I get you anything else?
Nope. No, that should be all for now, thank you.
Complete, Captain.
Well done, Lieutenant Haro. And now we can begin. Prepare your landing party, Lieutenant.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Just a few drops of the mineral.
It's reacting. It's fantastic. The disease is being totally obliterated. It seems you were right, Doctor. You did it.
No, not quite. We don't know what effect it will have on a living person. It might kill them or age them to death. But forget that for now. I'm more concerned about Amara. Suppose Mixton doesn't listen and decides to make an example of her. I don't trust him. He's a megalomaniac, and I know that type all too well.
Do you honestly think he'd harm her at all?
Don't you?
Well, I'd never put anything past him, it's true.
Do you think we should go and look for her?
I would say that is academic, as here she is.
Amara, what happened?
Did he believe you?
Not at first, but one of his guards took visual of the station's exterior. Now it seems like they're preparing for all-out war.
War?
Mixon's leading a charge against the intruders himself. He thinks they're his precious space pirates, and says that we're in league with them, as usual. Says he's going to take care of the intruders, and then he's coming after the three of us. Maybe we should get off this station.
No, I can't leave.
Nor can I. There are too many unanswered questions, and I hate unanswered questions.
As if you could leave anyway, Doctor. You forget. You're my prisoner.
Oh, I hadn't forgotten, Borsch, as if I could. You never fail to remind me. Every 5 minutes.
So, what are we going to do? Mixon will kill us.
No, he won't, girl. My work here is too important to let a little worm like Mixon stand in my way. I'll take care of him long before he can do anything to me. Now, I suggest we get back to work, Doctor.
If you insist.
Oh, but I do insist, Doctor. I do.
Sir, we'll never make it in time. They'll have the base overrun by the time we get down to the lower levels.
If they have, we'll just have to run them back out of there. Come on, you men. If they want a fight, we'll give it to them.
Lieutenant Harrow, secure the air.
Yes, Captain.
Going to do now?
No. Now we take what we came here for. Then kill Mixton.
Doctor Who, The Minds of Mandor starred Ron Smith as the Doctor, Rebecca McCarthy as Amara, Victoria Gordon as Dr. Borsch, Kyle Bear as Braxa, Ted Gray as Mixton, Sally Wiggett as Captain Jellia, Joe Thomas as Vaven, Ellie Hirschman as Jardin, Resin, and Dragon, Kyle Bors as Lieutenant Harrow, with Daniel Rushton as the voice of the computer. Title music by Duncan McPherson, based on the original version by Ron Graney. Incidental music provided by First Calm. Additional music provided by Midnight Syndicate from their album Gates of Delirium, featuring the track Havergast Asylum. Midnight Syndicate Gothic Nightmare soundtracks, copyright 1998 to 2005, Midnight Syndicate. All rights reserved, used with permission. The producer of the episode was Kyle Bors, co-producer was Ron Smith, post-production editing and sound design provided by Gene Williams and Jonathan Patrick Russell. The script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The story, The Minds of Mandor, copyright Dreamo Enterprises 2005. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, or its concepts and sounds, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. For additional information, comments, or questions, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dreamo Enterprises, I am Sally Wiggett. Thank you for listening.
Please join us for part 3 of The Minds of Mandor, available now from Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com.